talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Fall Home Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Good morning. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was Lion Eyes by the Eagles, and they were up in Columbia last weekend, if you had got a chance to go up there and see them. In addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Paige Taylor. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also published Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every February, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every October. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We are going to be talking with interior designer Amber Barron with Simply Curated Designs. And this is a really interesting interview. And if you have never worked with an interior designer, listen up, because it's a bit of an education process to see what an interior designer can actually help you with. And they can help a lot if you really want your home to look like $1 million. And also we'll be talking to home designer Jody Crosby with Crosby Creations Home Designs. And Jody draws plans if you're building a custom home or if you're doing a big remodel project, and you the best thing you can do is have some plans drawn so that you even if you're going to phase in the remodel project that you're doing, but if you have that house plan, then you're able to, you have a really clear idea of what you need to do going forward. And two really, really good interviews today. So we want you to listen up to those. But before we get to those, joining us here at the offices, the creative offices of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, is managing editor Paige Taylor. How you doing, Paige?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. And also our other editor, Michaela Arnett. How are you doing, Michaela?
I'm great. Thank you.
Good, good. So I've invited you both to be part of the show today to talk about the brand new issue, our spring 2023 issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. So tell our listeners all about it.
So on the cover, we've got founder and CEO of Francis and Benedict, Katie Walters. She has, about 6 years ago, went on a trip to Togo, West Africa, and was just really moved by the lack of opportunity that she saw, and she realized there weren't a whole lot of exports, but that African wax print textiles were huge over there. So she basically created an industry here in America where women are buying the skirts that these seamstresses are making, and they're able to, you know, they have dignified employment now, and it's a lot more sustainable than just people going in and, you know, giving handouts there. She's really helping them change their lives for generations, which is really interesting. And of course, we went inside her home. She and her husband, Josh, this was their 14th renovation, so that was really interesting. They joke that they're the poor man's Chip and Joanna Gaines. So That's a cool story. And they've got a really good mid-century modern style.
When you say 14th renovation, 14th home that they've renovated and flipped? Okay.
Yeah. Yep, so this is number 14. They've been doing it their whole lives. They've got seven kids, so they had to get kind of thrifty with space and, you know, space-saving hacks and design like that. So it's a really interesting, family-friendly and feasible renovation, I think.
Yep. And Francis and Benedict, that's the company that that she formed to basically employ these women in Africa to create these beautiful skirts. I'm looking at the cover of the spring issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine. Is that like a floral skirt that
yes.
she?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So that classic on our cover, Katie's wearing their very popular A-line maxi skirt. They started the entire company with 400 pre-orders for that style to kind of get it off the ground, and then they sent three sewing machines over, and that was back in 2015. And now they started with three seamstresses, and they employ 13 now. They've all got housing. Their kids have education. Their kids have childcare. They've got transportation. It's really an incredible. It's not just skirts.
Yeah. Kind of reminds me that I'm gonna paraphrase that biblical phrase. Teach someone to. Give someone a fish and they
eat for a day,
and but teach them to fish and they are
for their lives.
Sustain themselves forever. Yeah, that's
completely.
Great. That's great. Paige, what other features do we have in the spring 2023 issue of Charleston Home and Design?
So one of our annual features is our bathroom guide. And this is just an assortment of different bathroom projects created by local professionals here in Charleston, from tiling experts, lighting experts, plumbing fixture experts. And they really kind of showcase how beautiful their work can be and give inspiration to people who may be wanting to do a bathroom project of their own. And so this guide really is what it is. It's a guide. It shows you and gives you the information to contact these local professionals. If you see a project that you like, we give that information directly in the magazine. And it's just a really great tool to use when you're doing your renovation. For
tons bathrooms. Of visual inspiration in the bathroom feature of the spring issue. So people love to look at photos, and so that's what we do. We've got three professional photographers here at Charleston Home and Design Magazine that we send out to all these beautiful homes here in Charleston. All of the projects in Charleston Home and Design Magazine, as you mentioned, are local, and then the best thing is we tell you, the readers, exactly who did the work, so that if you wanted to hire that company, it's very easy to get in touch with them, right?
Yeah, I was just going to add that we break down each guide kind of based on the different elements that go together to create a complete bathroom design. And so you might not be wanting to completely gut and redo your bathroom, but there might be, you know, one small element of your bathroom that you're, you know, interested in upgrading. So we've got small changes, little pieces of decor to huge renovation projects. It's whatever. Whatever you need for your home, we've got.
Yep, and we're almost out of time, but we also have a really great lighting feature, right?
Yeah, we've got a lighting feature, kind of just touching on ambient, task, and accent lighting. So I know light fixtures are it can be a headache walking into a showroom and seeing all of these fixtures. So we really picked the best-selling, most trending fixtures for right now from local lighting suppliers.
And you could really change a look of a room by changing out the lighting.
And we tell our readers
these are some of the best selling, which I think is important, because it's like you go to a restaurant and you say, you know, what's most popular dish? That's the kind of thinking behind that.
Right, you know it's going to be good.
And what's our other feature, Paige?
So one of our last features is with Leva Bonaparte, who many might know from Bravo's newest reality show, Southern Hospitality or Southern Charm. We get to go inside her Mount Pleasant home, where she is doing her own renovation and really creating a vintage/modern design. Mm-hmm. It was really, really pretty, very dramatic colors, moody and dark colors with like gold and brass. And it was just a really fun time to kind of see her in her element. But then we also get to go down to her, two of her really most popular restaurants and nightclubs, one being Misu, which is downtown. And then we get to go inside Bourbon and Bubbles as well, which she personally designed and helped kind of create the whole theme for both of those restaurants. It was a lot of fun. And she kind of talked about kind of how she came up with the idea and how she was able to accomplish the designs.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm going to have you back next week to talk a little bit more about the spring issue. It is out and available. Pick it up at just about every home-related showroom in Charleston, and have a great weekend. And joining us now is interior designer Amber Barron with Simply Curated. How are you, Amber?
Hey, I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
You bet. Amber, take a moment and tell everyone about Simply Curated.
Yeah, so Simply Curated Designs was, I started in 2021, but I have been in the design industry wearing many different hats for a while. We are a full service interior design firm located in Charleston, and we also have extensive background, well, I do, in cabinetry design and renovations. I was a cabinet designer for about 5 years before, you know, going out on my own. And when we did cabinetry, we also would, you know, go into furnishings for the kitchen, lighting, countertops, hardware. And then that would turn into, oh, how about my dining room? I need a new dining room table. It's almost like give a mouse a cookie. The ball started rolling. And, you know, so I got into interior design through that and just really fell in love with it. I'm a sucker for a before and after, and I just love seeing the process through. So with Simply Curated Designs, there's no project too big or too small. We really like to take the approach that even if you only have a few rooms you want to, you know, redo in your home, that is something we would love to help with. We don't require, you know, only taking a full house or new construction, but we definitely have those clients as well.
Gotcha. A lot of people, I would say the vast majority of people have never hired an interior designer before. And it's kind of a shame. They maybe have some misconceptions about what an interior designer does. Mm-hmm. They think that all they do is figure out where the furniture is going to go. but there's much more that goes into that. Can you talk about like some of the different projects that you've worked on and the homeowners, what they were hoping to accomplish, why they decided to reach out to Simply Curated Designs to hire you as an interior designer?
Yeah. So I think the main thing that I get, you know, that's told to me during my initial discovery call with any new client is I don't know where to start. I don't know what looks good. I have in my mind what I want, or it's, I have no idea. So what we do, you know, it's, I know it can be very overwhelming for homeowners if they're building a brand new house. They want everything to go, you know, everything to be cohesive, everything to go together, everything to make sense. And, you know, if they have a selections coordinator with their builder, we work with them very closely. You know, they've probably already selected all of their lighting, you know, their backsplash for their kitchen, their pendants for their kitchen, you know, everything that goes along with that. And we want to make sure on our end as the designers that everything we are pulling to make this design come to life will go with everything that's already been selected in the house. So we take that, you know, I ask very detailed questions, you know, what is your ideal finish? Is it chrome? Is it brushed nickel? Are you a fan of the gold trend? You know, are you more traditional? Are you modern? I don't want to design a room mainly in blues and the client comes back and says, I hate blue. Mm-hmm. So there is a ton of questions, you know, that have to be answered from the beginning just to make sure that we are on the same page as the client, because we don't want you know, we want them to walk into their home and be like, ah, you got me. Mm-hmm. Yes, I love this. So there is a lot of back end work. And it's not just making the house look pretty. You know, there's, okay, do you have pets? Do you have dogs? Do you have you know, kids? What are your kids young? Are they teenagers? Can we get away with something not being, you know, can we get away with a velvet fabric? You know, if you have toddlers and a dog, no, let's try to maybe put that in pillows and not your entire sofa. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we take everything into consideration, how the family lives and how they operate day to day in their home life, and try to make the space as comfortable for them as possible.
Gotcha. And I always make the comparison, you know, you don't cut your own hair. You're not going to get any compliments if you cut your own hair. You sub that out to a professional.
Right.
And when it comes to your home, if you want your home to look like $1 million, it doesn't have to cost $1 million. But if you want it to look that way, why not hire an interior designer? And the interesting thing is, once someone has worked with an interior designer, a homeowner, they will never do a project without working with an interior designer, because you can help the homeowner save money by not making certain mistakes, certain purchases that don't fit and so on. Talk about that.
Yeah. What I think is really interesting is, you know, if I'm browsing Marketplace or I'm browsing, you know, Facebook, and I see people selling their own, you know, I just bought this sofa for $7,000, but it doesn't fit, or this rug doesn't fit, I need to sell it. You know, we definitely take out the stress, and we go into preparing a room for design, you know, for it all to fit and flow together. And we look at the whole picture, right? We're not just looking at one chair or one coffee table. You know, how can this room flow with the rest of the house, even though it might be just a formal sitting room? You know, you don't want it to look out of place. Details like that are very important. And I think, you know, as far as the cutting your own hair, I think that's hysterical. And it's so true. And, you know, we take all of our fabrics, like, okay, well, here's your drapery. You know, and let's incorporate that into your pillows or something. Here's an idea for this. And, oh, you know, our clients say, I never thought about that before. What a great idea. Mm-hmm. And when you mentioned, you know, money and budgets, that is one thing that Simply Curated takes very seriously. And I always tell my clients at our first initial meeting, you know, we've already had our discovery call. I pretty much know, you know, overall what we're going to do. But I say, you know, I take budgets very, very seriously. I don't want you to ever feel that you're being taken advantage of financially. And I don't want there to be any confusion. I think I said, we're going to talk about money so much that I want you to feel comfortable. I always recommend my clients to have a budget. And I always try my hardest to stick to that budget. If we come in below, great. But it's always that conversation of, hey, I know you really love these, you know, this fabric for your window treatments. It is going to go over budget. We can reselect something less expensive, or if you're okay with that, then great. If mm-hmm. not, no big deal. So I really think being open and honest with my clients has definitely, you know, it's gotten me repeat clients. I just had a client reach out. We did a huge master bathroom renovation. And then she wanted us to help with powder rooms. We helped her with her powder room. And then I went in and helped her with her kitchen, just a few little small changes. And now she's reached out to me again to help her select backsplash. So the biggest form of a compliment for me in my company is repeat clients and referrals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. What about the homeowner who, maybe wants to cut a corner and, maybe rely on the design advice of the remodeling contractor or the builder, or maybe they go into Melser Tile and hit up the tile designers on other advice on other things and picking out other things in the house, you know, and when the tile designer, their expertise is the tile. And yes, they want to make sure that it flows and goes with maybe the cabinet sample or countertop sample or something like that. But what's your thoughts on that?
So that's always a tricky situation. I know the girls at Melser, they do a great job and, you know, they have great product and they're so talented at what they do. I do, you know, I've had clients that have shopped outside and it really, I try to set that in the beginning of, hey, this is why you've hired me. And this is what, you know, you've trusted in me in this project to do all of this. If you want to go yourself and touch and feel and look, feel free. If you find some things you love, awesome. Send me photos. You know, have at it. But, you know, there comes a kind of a fine line where, you know, I've put all this time and effort. Maybe I've already gone and sourced tile. And, you know, we've looked at the tile and they said, oh my gosh, I love option B. Let's do it. And then maybe they were bored on a Saturday or decided to go look at tile on their own. That ends up just wasting their money because they've paid me, right, to already do this part of the process. And it kind of wastes my time. I've already put so much time into selecting and sourcing thousands of tiles for your specific job.
Yeah.
So that does, it does come up. And you know what? If they found a bar stool that they love online and we've looked at 10,000 and that's the one they love, okay, it's not the end of the world. It's still, you know, I want it to be a fun project. And, you know, sometimes clients do like looking themselves here and there, and that's okay.
Well, the great thing about what you do as an interior designer is you are able to, you have sort of a bird's eye view of the entire project. And whereas a homeowner might only be thinking about certain aspects of a purchase, and they don't necessarily see the overall how the overall look is going to flow and everything like that. That's one of the great things about working with an interior designer is you folks can tell that homeowner that, okay, I know you love the look of a barn door, but it's really not going to look, it's not going to go with the overall motif that we have in the house.
Right. Right. Yeah. That's always fun. But you know, you hope that you've gained that client's trust through the process. And if you say, you know, look, this barn door, it is coming out of left field. You know, it's really not going to go with the entire design that we have planned for the house. If you're dying for a barn door, maybe we put it somewhere, you know, in a pool house or underneath the garage, or, you know, maybe it's near the kids' playroom. But we really try to be very respectful. A lot of clients have, I definitely want this. And, you know, we try to give them as much as we can. And you're right. We do go in with a bird's eye view. Designers are very visual people. We can visualize the entire thing. And that's really hard for typical, you know, homeowners and just people in general. Some people are just not visual.
Mm-hmm.
And where I can just think about this house and how it's all going to look when it's finished, or maybe your living room when it's all finished and how it's going to tie in with your existing pieces and your dining room and your kitchen that are, you know, right off of the living room. And I can visualize that. They might have a hard time. I spend a lot of time on design boards, having the designs really beautifully put together. I have samples of everything from the wood finish to the fabric to, you know, anything that you could need, maybe the hardware finish for the built-ins that are in the living room. And that way, hopefully the client can get a good representation of what the room will feel like and then trust that process moving forward.
Very good. And can you talk about, you mentioned the master bathroom and the additional powder rooms that you've helped homeowners with. Talk about a few other projects that Simply Curated Designs has worked on.
Yeah, we had an awesome opportunity to, we did a project. It is on the Isle of Palms, and I'm so glad that the homeowner reached out at the beginning of the project. As soon as we can get, you know, get involved, the better it's going to be. You know, when we come in late to projects, kind of later in the game, when certain decisions have been made, we have to work around that, where the client might be like, oh, do you think we should have done this? And I'm like, well, I would have maybe chosen different lighting, but it's beautiful and it'll look great at the end of the day. And I truly believe that, you know, it's going to look great. And, you know, we do everything from full houses. So this client moved in, you know, had already lived in the house for 15 years and it was an older home. It was very choppy. It didn't make sense. They're a very active family, two big dogs. They live on the water. It's just a gorgeous property. Tore it down, built new, and she got us in at the very beginning. And we were able to, you know, get everything we needed at the very beginning of the project. So we're talking playroom, her kids' rooms, her master suite, living room, dining room, media room, and the downstairs really fun room that's their Gamecock room. You know, kind of hard for me to look at those Gamecock pictures. I'm a Georgia fan, but that's okay. but you know, so a whole house. And we had another project with Klein Homes over on Daniel Island that, again, the homeowner, they were moving here from Charlotte, reached out to me. We took on the project. Again, whole house, new furniture. And it was nice too, because she had some pieces from Charlotte that she was hoping to bring into the home. Her design in Charlotte was very kind of glamour, you know, very different from our coastal town. Mm-hmm. So she wanted to implement the coastal feel of, you know, her now living on Daniel Island with her family, but still have some pieces. So I said, yeah, you know, let's look at these pieces when they come in and we can decide this would look great here. This would look great here. We can keep these things and then design around them. And I think she was really happy to bring in these sentimental pieces, you know, from her Charlotte move that they ended up working great in her home, and they're beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Well, that brings up a good point about some of the misconceptions of how an interior designer can help. And some people think, well, the interior designer is going to push their look or what they mm-hmm. like versus mm-hmm. what the homeowner desires. And mm-hmm. is that have you heard about that before?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I want, at the end of the day, you know, we want the homeowner, the client, we want them to be happy. If I ever go into a house and the client is super modern, I mean, minimalistic, very, very modern. If I feel deep down it's not a good fit for my business, I'm going to tell them, hey, I love your style. I think it's great. I just don't know that I'm the right designer for you. But I'm happy to reach out to other designers in my, you know, in my book, and let's see if I can get someone. So if I feel like I want them to get what they want, right? I want them to have a beautifully modern designed house. But is that my style and my, I just don't think I could deliver for them. I don't think they would be happy mm-hmm. if that's okay to say. I'm just being completely honest. You know, and I may, you know, call a friend and say, hey, I have a client. I think that her style and your style are amazing. And I think you would work so well together. Would you mind if I passed along your information? You know, I think that that makes people really respect you as a designer and know, you know, you can't take on every project. Every project's not going to be for you. We have amazing talent in Charleston with designers. And I love the community as well, because we all are kind of rooting each other on. And with the influx coming in, there's, you know, work for everyone. And if I am working with a specific client, they've hired me, they've hired Simply Curated Designs. And they come to me with a, hey, what do you think of this? And I'm like, I mean, I don't love it, but if you love it, I know it'll work. Mm-hmm. Get it. You know, art is one big thing. Art is very, very personal.
I love bright colors. I love neon. And I love that. You know, if I present artwork to a client, they might be like, whoa, this is crazy. I don't know. And, you know, that's okay. We can go art shopping together. Let's set up an appointment and let's go. And kind of work that way. So I always just try to be, you know, really transparent, you know, because not everything is for everyone, I guess.
Right, right. Well, we're almost out of time, but I did want to ask you, your title is an interior designer, but so many people are asking interior designers to help with their outdoor space. It's almost like you need a new name, exterior designer or something like that. Does Simply Curated Designs, can you folks help people with their outdoor living space as well?
Absolutely. Yes. I love outdoor living spaces. It's like, you know, bringing the inside out in this point. And I love having a cozy place that you can hang out outside, whether it's watching football, you know, on a beautiful fall night and hanging out with your friends and family. We do outdoor spaces. I love creating those. It's really fun to kind of have, you know, some fun in that area. And we're actually going to have a feature in the upcoming issue. I think it'll be summer, of an outdoor space that we designed for a client.
Well, that's great. Well, how can folks get more information about Simply Curated Designs?
Yeah, you can visit my website. It's easy, simplycurateddesigns.com. There's an easy link to shoot me an email. I am also on social media. My handle is just Simply Curated Designs. You can send me a DM. I answer it all. And we also just opened a private showroom off of Clements Ferry. I'm very excited about to host my clients in a really cute kind of inspirational space.
Well, that's great. Well, we have been talking with interior designer Amber Barron with Simply Curated Designs. Thanks so much, Amber.
Thank you so much.
And joining us now is Jody Crosby with Crosby Creations Home Design. How are you doing, Jody?
I'm doing well, Tim. How are you?
Good. Jody, take a moment and tell everyone about Crosby Creations Home Design.
We are a full-service architectural design firm, so we design custom homes, renovations, additions, smaller projects. If you wanted to do a pool cabana or a detached garage, maybe a barn dominium, you know, we mentioned that. We throw that word around a little bit, which is like a work-live with agricultural below and living space above for those that have horses or any kind of livestock that they want to have living below them.
You've designed a barn dominium for a client?
We've designed several. And I think oftentimes in the farmhouse architectural aesthetics, oftentimes people come to us and ask for barndos, but they're really just more of farmhouse style, where a barndo is really, barndominium is really more of something that, like I said, it's an agricultural working space below with a living space above. So It's a dual purpose building. They're pretty cool. You know,
those are the legit barn dominiums, because some people just like they might like an industrial look, for example, or in this case, an agricultural motif they just love everything about that. That's their passion. And like sometimes you might see, if someone were out west on a ranch, they might have like a saddle as a decorative object or something like that, that helps to set the tone of the space itself. And but some people actually, do the livestock live below where they're living too?
I actually have a client on John's Island. In the first phase of the project, I designed an implement barn for them and a barn dominium. So they raise, I want to say it was alpacas or llamas. Excuse me, I can't remember which one.
Uh-huh.
But the lower floor of their barn dominium is all working agricultural space.
Huh.
And now that's become their guest house above that barn space, and they're just about wrapped up. I've designed their main house as well. So it was a really cool process, but I've been working with those clients for about 3 or 4 years. So depending on what the scope of your project is, the design phase and the build phase can certainly maybe be a little longer than people expect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's talk about, the process, because and let me begin by asking you why if someone is looking to renovate their home, what can Crosby Creations Home Designs do to assist them versus them deciding okay, I don't need the services of an architectural designer, I'm just gonna, you know, work with the contractor or try to come up with the plan on my own?
So I would say for anything that is a larger scope than maybe refreshing fixtures in a bathroom, you definitely need to hire an architectural designer, because there are so many aspects that go into the job. And the first thing that we do with clients is we do a feasibility. And this is all stuff that we do before we ever sign a contract, before we ever take a check. This is super important, because the worst thing for us is getting to the person's house or to the end of a project or be in the middle of a project and find out that we didn't do our due diligence to make sure that the project was feasible. And people may wonder feasible? What do you mean? How would my project not be feasible if I have the money to pay for it? And what are the other aspects that come into that? Well, if you have an older home, if it's in a flood zone, and if your home, when you get your home appraised, you're given a number for the dwelling, you're given a number for the property, and then it's collectively what your whole house and property is worth. But if you take that figure that the appraiser gives you for the house itself and you divide that by 50%, that's your maximum budget that you can permit in all of our municipalities without having to do additional things. So that does vary per municipality. And a municipality would be like, you know, County of Charleston, Folly Beach, City of Charleston, those, you know, Isle of Palms has its own municipality and that sort of thing. So everybody ranges, all of these municipalities range from different times as to what you can do in that 50%. So if I have a house that's worth $200,000, I can only spend $100,000 before I have to bring it up to current code.
Mm-hmm. And you're talking about what's commonly known as the 50% rule.
That's right. It's commonly known as a 50% rule. So if I go over that, depending on which municipality, is going to depend on how much of the house I need to bring up to current code. So of course, the worst situation that we can get in is if you're below flood, we have to raise the house if you go over that 50%. And that can obviously squash a job, because that's a couple $100,000 sometimes to raise a house.
Mm-hmm.
So we have come into situations where we've been able to really work with clients and help them walk through this process, the impact of decisions that they make through each phase. So maybe we get to the point where we're like, you can't do this unless you raise the house. Well, then that either tells them that they're going to live with it the way it is. They're going to do less than 50% of the value, or they're going to sell it, or they're going to knock it down and build. And we've definitely hit every one of those scenarios. So I think it's really important to get someone on your team that's skilled and knows all of the ins and outs of where your municipality is, so that we can help walk you through the process very, very early on, because expectations are key when you're doing anything in the construction world.
And that's part of the due diligence that you mentioned before, before you take on a client. Is that right?
Where
you...
That is. Yeah, that's all research that we do when we provide upfront with no contract and no cost. The other items that we provide upfront is zoning, just basically going through and we need a survey. Your setbacks, any easements, if your flood zone, how high you would need to be up. And this is kind of across the board with renovations and custom homes and stock plans. We provide this for free with stock plans too. If you come to me and you buy a stock plan, I'm going to do all of this for you and it's going to be included so that I make sure that your house is not taller than what your house is allowed to be per your neighborhood or your municipality. I'm going to make sure that you meet design flood if you're in a flood zone. So these are all things. I don't feel comfortable going forward with a job unless I have all of the information that I need. And I know that I've provided you with all of the information I'm capable of providing.
And when you mentioned stock plans, you're referring to the stock plans that Crosby Creation Home Designs has on for sale to homeowners?
Yes, that's right. So on our website, crosby-creations.com, there is a purchase plans tab. You can go to that tab and you can search. We have dozens online, but we have hundreds in-house. We are trying to trickle and slowly get more of our product out there, Tim. Mm-hmm. But I would just encourage anybody, if you don't see something online that you are in love with and you're really wanting to buy a stock plan, you can reach out to us directly and we will do a customized search for you. Everything, square footage, master up, master down. You can give us your lot dimensions and your buildable area, and we will do a customized search and see how many plans we have that fit the bill and send them all to you for review.
Mm. Very good. Very good. So we just scratched the surface talking about the process, and you just detailed the kind of the due diligence where you're trying to give the homeowner as much information so that they can make an informed decision whether to go through forward with the project or not do go forward or sell the house or what have you. But once the homeowner says, okay, yes, this is we're in, we would like to work with you. Talk about some of the process, the steps that are necessary.
So when we're in the renovation or addition aspects of things, we schedule a time to come out to the field, go walk through the entire scope with the client, walk through the house, get their take on things, and then, you know, kind of give our opinion on what might be possible. Oftentimes we find folks kind of have tunnel vision if they've lived in a house for any length of time. They keep going, I want to renovate and I want to do this and I want to do this, this, and this. And once they kind of get stuck on that, they can't see past that. So we like to come in and offer a fresh perspective, but ultimately you're the boss. If that's the way you want it, that's the way you're going to get it, because we're here to serve you and give you the product that you want in the end. And then for the custom home side of things, we bring people into the office, sit down, have a 1 to 2 hour meeting, go over all of the design criteria in depth. Like I mentioned, kind of with the stock plan search, what your square footage is, is your master going to be up or down? What components do you want in your kitchen and your bathroom? Do you want a scullery? Do you want screen porch? We just go through all of those design aspects so that we can get a full picture, and then we put pen to paper. And that's kind of the process.
And that's where the homeowner is bringing you their wish list of this is their dream home. And they're bringing you the wish list that has things like, I love a metal roof. I really want a metal roof. And we'd like to have an elevator, and we'd like to have this and this and this and this. And what happens when when you ask them about their budget, and do you tell them
upfront that their wish list does not match their budget, or what they're going to need to do to increase their budget to fulfill their wish list?
Yes, I don't get too much into how much it exactly costs, because that is an impossible thing to estimate for anybody in Charleston right now. But we do definitely talk about budget. And again, those really kind of high ticket items like a metal roof, maybe a brick foundation, you know, brick over the foundation. We definitely get into, you might want to plan for shingles just in case you mm-hmm. can't afford the metal, because you might be a little bit on the heavy end of your budget. So mm-hmm. we do, you know, definitely have those conversations, and I try to lead people. And unfortunately, Tim, there's times that I talk to people and they come in and they don't have a realistic budget, and they really just don't have what they need to design and build a custom house. And I have that conversation with them, and I've definitely lost business, but I don't want to design a house that someone can't afford to build.
And that happens sometimes, right?
It absolutely happens.
I've talked to architects before homeowners that have had an architect design a home, and then they realize I can't afford to do this. And I think we've had this conversation before about when we built our house in 2009. I kept asking the architect where, you know, how much is this going to be, and she couldn't tell me. She the plans were drawn, and it was still a big question mark whether we were going to be over budget. But that's something you can help a homeowner, maybe not down to the penny, but give some broad strokes to this is not gonna fit into your budget if you want to do this and this and this.
Oh, absolutely, and you said it right. Broad strokes. We do definitely give nice big wide ranges. I go, okay, so your house is probably going to cost between $350 and $450 a square foot to build. That's a really wide range, obviously, and that number varies depending on how much your square footage is. But one of the things that we do absolutely love here at Crosby Creations Home Designs is to work with your builder. So if we can work directly with your builder during the design phase, then we can really help the client stay on budget. If you don't have a builder, we have a list that we recommend that are, we've personally vetted ourselves, that are really, you know, good folks. So again, I hope that you'll consider Crosby Creations Home Designs for your next design project.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And, when it comes to when it comes to renovating a project, have you ever worked with homeowners that maybe are looking to kind of phase things in a little at a time, so that they're not doing everything all at once?
Oh, absolutely. And again, that sort of goes back to that 50% rule. Sometimes they have to phase it out because they're going to exceed the 50%. So, or sometimes they phase it out just because their budget doesn't allow for them to do everything at once. So we actually provide phase 1, 2, 3 and so on sets of plans for them, because a lot of times they'll have things sort of priced out, knowing that that's going to maybe vary, but they actually get separate plan sets for each phase. So mm-hmm. I think that's real helpful to them and the builder.
Is back to that 50% rule again. So basically the homeowner would have an appraisal done on their house, and then let's say the house is worth $500,000. So the renovation of that house cannot exceed $250,000, or then they have to bring everything up to code if it exceeds the 50% value. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. And that could include anchoring for hurricane and seismic. That could include foundation upgrades, electrical,
flood
HVAC, plumbing, those things that you really have to rip the whole house down to the studs in order to replace and get right and get up to code. It could definitely be a deal breaker for a lot of folks. And again, all these municipalities have different timelines. So Folly Beach is 10 years, Charleston County is 5 years, Isle of Palms is 1 day.
What's the time frame that you're mentioning?
So the time frame is that, like Charleston County is 5 years, you have everything that happens in a 5 year period counts towards that 50%.
Gotcha.
So it's, and it's a running tally. So in year one, if you did $50,000 worth of renovations, by the time you get to the sixth year of that, that 50,000 will drop off. But if you did 20,000 a couple years later, that doesn't drop off until you get to that sixth year after that. So they, these municipalities have gotten very good at keeping tally. So another thing, if you buy a home, someone else renovated it before you bought it, the year before you bought it, even though it wasn't your project, that 50% follows the house, not the homeowner.
Mm-hmm. So it seems like it would be, and I've heard from real estate people who say that they might favor a particular appraiser because that appraiser might be friendly. I don't know the a good way to put it, but they might be willing to talk to the real estate person about, hey, this house needs to appraise at a certain value in order for the homeowners to be able to get the loan to buy the house. And so it seems like you would want the highest appraisal possible for the house to begin with to try to avoid that 50% rule.
Yep, that's a very good scenario. I would agree that if you were in that boat, you'd want the high number for sure.
Uh-huh. When you get that appraisal, let's say it appraises for $500,000, and you're submitting your plans to the municipality, and they're adding up the values and stuff. Do they look at that appraisal of $500,000 and say, okay, now on our tax records, your house is only valued at $240,000, so we're going to adjust that up to $500,000 now that you have a current appraisal?
I have never been asked that question. I do not know the answer to that, Tim. Yeah. I don't know if they make adjustments.
They're sneaky,
to the property
those
value.
those government people in the building departments.
I'm not sure.
I don't mean that literally, but they're doing their job, which is to try to collect the most amount of taxes from you. And when a property changes hands, for example, most people are aware that the sale price of that property is now the new value of your house, and your taxes will go up accordingly. Maybe it was when you bought it, it was only $90,000, but now you sold it for $500,000. They're going to up your taxes based on the sale price. It wouldn't surprise me. I don't know the answer to that either, but it seems like if you give them an appraisal, which they're going to require to determine whether you're going over 50% of the value, that they would probably use that to increase. You know, you're the one providing it to us, so it's not like we're sending out I can't remember what the people are called. Every 5 or 10 years, all the properties in town get their values readjusted and stuff, but. Interesting. Is there any, so I just mentioned like maybe getting the highest appraisal possible, to avoid the 50%. Are there any other little tricks of the trade that you can share with our listeners to, you know, to try to avoid that 50% rule?
Not really. We're honest to a fault in our company. So I try to always give people the right answer that aligns with your municipality's guidelines and ordinances. I don't like to be sneaky. So I would say that, you know, yeah, if you can get an appraisal at the high end, that would probably be your biggest help. But pretty much everything else is, it kind of is what it is. It's sort of black and white in my world.
Right. Well, I didn't mean to imply doing anything sneaky or anything, but, you know, following the letter of the law, but just working within the system that you have to, you know. And one of the things that comes to mind is, like I was talking to Jay Rotten at Meltzer Tile, and he has a lot of tile installer contractors that he talks to on a daily basis. They show up to pick up the tile to install it, and they have been the tile installers have been raising their prices. What they charge per square foot to install tile, mainly because they see that they can get it. There's such a demand in the Charleston area right now that they're like, you know, hey, why should we work for $8 per square foot when we can get $18 a square foot to install the so seems like the because of inflation, because of the high demand in Charleston for building and remodeling, that the value could also, if you come in with a bid that is higher today than it was, say, 5 or 10 years ago, that's going to also impact the 50% rule, it seems.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a really valid point there. Again, it's really just a great idea to work with a reputable builder that can help, who has solid vendors and installers and subcontractors, because I think that there's maybe a little bit of an edge there because there's long-term relationships and these guys don't want to lose the business. The bubble isn't going to stay inflated forever here mm-hmm. in Charleston. And there's those builders that I talk about are the ones that are going to be here to stay when things kind of even out.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not suggesting anyone do this, but it seems as though another way to perhaps work within the 50% rule system is, you know, maybe the bid you get, maybe you downplay that a bit. Maybe you are presenting a scope of work that is valued less, maybe on paper at least.
Maybe.
I'm not putting you, I don't mean to put you on the spot, Jody. I'm trying to serve our listeners, which, you know, we everybody is pressed for funds these days, and would rather put our money into our own homes than to give it over to the local municipality that's going to be charging for to allow you to make these improvements in your house. But this has been a really interesting conversation, Jody, and I appreciate you taking the time. But how can folks get more information about Crosby Creations Home Designs?
They can call us directly at 843-998-0505 or find us online at crosby-creations.com.
Very good. And what's that website again?
crosby-creations.com.
Very good. And you can also find Crosby Creations Home Designs in the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on our website, charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Well, we've been talking to architectural designer Jody Crosby with Crosby Creations Home Design. Thanks so much, Jody.
Thank you, Tim.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured in today's show or listen to previous week's shows, Visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Tune in again next week.